Friday, November 4, 1988. Time is 9 a.m. Katie.
Good morning. Have Tom here in light. I'm going to have to begin to streamline Brothers. I'm going to start pouring it on now. We're going to, in a minute, discuss how we can better arrange things for the best use of time. Al, I have a request of you, please. The documentaries really are underway. They are going to have to be documented along with paper clippings, news items. I don't care if you do it in the form of taping, not your entire news, but you have to think what we have been talking about, and let us just use for an example devil worship. I would like it to be documented into a journal. And if I might turn that over to Al, I really, really would appreciate it until the masters start coming through with some more in-depth, let's call it invention. I would have to ask you ones who are receiving separate from the group because of security, basically, to speak up if you do not have the time. Hatton is getting more and more centered. Before I go further, I would ask the ones of you, if you are calling in energies, please, I would request, if you would wish of me, that you call on Anton and then call on your guides. Let us put it this way. I would appreciate if Randall is going to call in a brother. He call in Toltec. Hatton is extremely busy, and I do have this program to manage. And I think if we get a lot of confusion going, which is happening, I am being called, and I'm being asked questions about this program. I will not confuse the issue, and yet I will not refuse to respond. So I would ask that you ones guard against that, please. If it has to do with this program, other than something that we have requested that you do, or that might affect you personally, I will help you sort it out. But if we're just going to ask me from 13 sources to define this program here, I'm going to decline, please. And if you wish of Aton, Aton is always available for all spiritual growth. I please do not mean to be harsh. It's just I'm getting very, very fragmented and all in repetition. So if we're going to have a spokesman, we must do it this way. You're going to be bombarded more and more heavily. In fact, you're going to wish you'd never heard of Hatton from time to time. You're certainly not going to call me in. But I would please request of you, Al, since I think everybody waits for a definite, specific request. We're getting piles and piles of news clippings, piles and piles of phone notes. That does not help. That only confuses, messes up the house, and is no way to file. There will be no way to refer to this in any kind of systematic order. I am not going to presume to tell you one how to file a system or make a journal. But if someone or two of you would work together so that the news is pretty well covered morning and evening, don't be concerned with what you're not getting. For instance, this is a for instance. Al was the recipient, and if registered with him, he has the CNN cable. That's about the only place you're going to get fairly up to current news, especially in the middle of this ridiculous political campaign. And a little bit of that needs to be documented also simply because of its ridiculousness. At some point, you see, when we write the documentaries to be put onto the television worldwide, we will undoubtedly write into it some of this ridiculous nonsense. The original documentaries will be basically a historical happening of the onset of this program. We will slip back into 1988 versus year one. Let us call it regression for background documentary as to how this all came to be at some point. Well, we're too late to start those clippings. But there is reference, for instance, other than Oberle. Does anybody know? Can you tell me right off the top of your head when the Vandenberg missile, the first one, was that we visualized? Can anyone give me a date? Thank you, Al. These are the things that should be put into a journal. And I made reference at that time that we had neutralized two of them in space prior to this. I did not give you dates for those. But you see, had we been really watching the paper, those dates, you would have had a little notice that a missile was launched. It isn't so important, except that when we start writing documentaries, look at those thousands of tapes over there. And if we start trying for one of you to monitor those and write a history, you have an incredibly impossible Earth job. It would take years. And we need to turn out documentaries like in a week. We're going to have a lot. Almost like the weekly news. But they will be beautifully done. There are clippings all over this place. Now, something that is good for background that will be written into some of these documentaries and stories are things like Halloween happening. That came the very same week that Geraldo did his devil worship. And you got response from the devil worship program all over. And now what is happening? He's having other controversial, bigoted, getting up the biggest bigots in the world on his program, and they had a free-for-all and broke his nose. He was hurting, you know. But it makes for colorful television viewing. They will go ahead, he said, and view it on television. Well, everybody in the world will watch it for its bloody effect. It is man out of control. I don't want surprise. They're going to start playing up these things more and more and more, and you're going to find this is going to appeal, quite frankly, to your young people. It would be better to keep that trash out of your eyes. But it's going to be brought more and more and more. And this is what you call freedom of speech. And quite frankly, I'm in favor of giving them a forum because they look like such asses. They undo themselves. On the other hand, you're getting no news. You are only getting black, narrow, and I don't mean black color, I mean dark, being brought forth. So I want this perceived. We can discuss those at some length, some time, but at this point, I don't know when. You're too busy. Keep it there and for that long winter evening in what you will call year eight. Maybe we'll get to it. In connection with that, if you can just relate things as they pop into your attention, there were two young men in Nevada. This did not happen this week, but of course it's coming up this week because of Halloween, etc., etc., and the bombardment on the energies of the young by this heavy metal music, the devil worship music. Two young men from Nevada had gotten so hooked on this music that they poured it into their brain first thing in the morning all day long. Until they had no mental ability to think anymore at all. They just acted. So they got a little booze, they got a little cocaine, sitting, absorbing this trash. It is worse than trash. And they went out into the desert and tried to commit suicide to make this transition. Sounded really good. Well, one blew his head off. The other one only blew his face off. And now they come back and they're going to sue the group who made the music. These should only be brought to your attention because they will be in the paper and they need to be tucked away somewhere in sequence so that as we need reference, you can go back and look and point out to son-in-law, do you see on this day this happened? We're building credibility for participation. This is documentation coming in your own language, in your own ridiculous time segments, from your only, your non-news. But it's appearing. You'll find those fragments scattered about. And I would really appreciate it if someone would take responsibility and quite frankly, get it out of here. I don't need her going through the paper and poring over that television. We're writing the documentaries. Thank you. We have a big flaw. I hope everybody picks this up. Most of you in this room will have no reason to pick this up. But with great excitement, it comes back to us that John Guthrie and Jim Crawford are now pulling in, well, I don't know, Michiguchi something. You see, everybody is still out looking for financing and everything, and that's wonderful. But part of the reason they're doing it is because we got discredited. We presented a bad image in the beginning as being quite nerdish, flakyish. Then I allowed Victor Strange to make a business presentation that was so incredibly terrible that we deserved it. So they don't trust us. They don't believe us. Well, we're going to pull a miracle, a personal one, but that means Dorma's got to be left alone for a while. She is a therapist, and I'm pulling from her. And that requires great, intense thought for writing tapes that are going to reprogram a mind. And so I sent this thought through her head this morning as she was trying to witness the news, and they were talking virus in the computer system. See, Al picked it up yesterday from CNN. It didn't hit your news, even in fragmented form, until this morning, and it really being kind of presented as a lark. Well, guess who botches up your television? I mean your computer system. Let's not get over. But you see, somebody has called in, and now you have two things to think about. Was it really the young man who might have done it, or is it his worst enemy trying to shut down a brilliant computer mind, saying it's a graduate student from somewhere? Use your perception. The young man is dangerous to the other side, and he didn't have anything to do with it, but he probably would be hanged for it if they can find him. And if they're out to get him, you can be sure they will find him and tuck him away somewhere. Meanwhile, the real perpetrators can go right on botching the systems. Well, I don't care whether your systems are botched or not. I've said something about, to the effect, and this was very good thinking, that leaves us with no defense system. Well, brother, you don't have any anyway. So don't worry your mind about it. Accept the news. Think about it as how it relates to everything else and put it aside. It has nothing to do with your defense system. Because, I repeat, you don't have one. They can, however, be programmed and do a great deal of damage. Now we're rolling. We have to give some prayerful thought to upfront funding. I will ask Oberle and Randall to give us a rather succinct rundown. It is impossible now to make a separate phone call to everyone How in the world are we going to handle these meetings? Overly just gets a schedule set up and I botch it up. And I apologize. But I cannot see him spending 2 hours calling everyone to catch them up. Everything you do. Because it's going to get more and more and more and more and more intense. These young men had a terrible, busy day, and it was incredibly beautiful. And I thank Dorma. I want this on the tape for her to hear. I was with them, and they asked me in, and we did one hell of a job, didn't we, gentlemen? We saw miracles yesterday. We saw people turning around in the middle of a freeway because they happened to call back at the right time. We saw Otto turn into an abrupt, unbelievably cryptic businessman into wanting to tell them his whole life history, which he did. And I don't want you ones worried about the price that Otto was asking. He will play ball with you as he sees the picture later. Don't worry about it. Let the first one go. But you let it go, letting him know you know it's too much. You knew that the minute Ilana showed up in her Rolls Royce. Now let's always relate things to things. That tells you so many things. One, that they do like money. Two, they do get money. And if they have money, they're getting it by finally funding these programs. Three, they do business properly. They charge you plenty. But there is no way by the time the paperwork is completed that anybody is going to come in and not have their fannies covered, which means your diapers on pretty tight. It is a pain in the neck, and it is expensive. But those attorneys are going to make sure that by the time that ends up for funding, it doesn't matter if it comes from one lump sum from Manelda's or Melda's or whatever her name is, bank account in Switzerland, to a public offering scattered all over Europe. You're going to be covered paper-wise. Beautifully. They are a money factory. And they like the image of success, but they have a vision. He said the magic word. Vision, vision, vision. You can rebuild this world only through vision. And visualization. You have to show the world the better way and let them relate to it and become part of the vision. Because what is happening now, the vision is so atrocious, you can see. It is the vision that is the world. And this man was a victim. And I say victim, everybody chooses. But he chose to accept that. His father was murdered. He was in the war. More interestingly, he was in the sector handled by the United States of America, which was so much more horrible than all of those stories that they would like to tell you about the communists. Never judge, for you don't know until you've been there. And he dug out again after his father's death to build a banking business in the face of all odds. It was impossible, as you look back, that Randall would not have returned here. It was that purpose. We know where things are. We know where the money is. And we have to let you on fish around until you finally hear us. As Wally McPherson would say, tell us, Hatton. No. I could tell you point blank and you miss it until you're ready to hear it yourself. It isn't that I haven't told you. It is that I have told you and no one hears until it is proper to hear. And now Randall can see why many of his associations were simply for the lessons and the bringing him here. Because in 1 week, he has made more progress, I would guess, than probably in all of his life, in a positive way. And I do great honor for that, for the hearing of the call. Now is the time. Today is the day. Finally, he said, I'm coming anyway. I'm not going to wait till everything is perfection. I'll work it out some way. And I honor you for that, John and Eleanor. It's hard to make great, great transitions, especially after you're established and you have reached what the world calls retirement age. For Al to come in 1 weekend and change all of his plans. For John and Eleanor to come down and purchase a home and make a move of this magnitude, quite frankly, at your, what you want to call your shadow years. Forget that, little blurb. You've just begun. The reason people die is because they're bored out of their mind with nothing challenging. Nothing beautiful. Let's just get this thing over with and move on. The brothers have outdone themselves in your skies. We've made ourselves present so you know we're going to walk with you. We came in the morning yesterday to tell them, and I came and wrote it. I'm going with you. Here we are. And I'm going to stick like glue all day. So open your mind, and I will use your mouth. And I left dormant to change your bed. And it worked very well. We're here and we're a team. And we need this gathering together. And yet we must work efficiently separately. Because if we spend all of our time just going over what has been, we won't have time to get on with what is. So maybe, Overly, if you and Randall would give us a rundown of yesterday, business-wise, I don't mind if you put a few fun things in it, but if we can cover business, let us see where we are today, where we go after upfront money. There should be calls back and forth today. There's good possibilities. And quite frankly, I want your guidance as to where you want me. I'm running a command, and you've got all sorts of dastardly things going on your planet. So I would quiet here and let's see what we've got.
Would you like to do that, Randall?
I can.
Okay. Speak loudly enough so it gets on the tape. But
I think on an overview of that, and then if there's any particular points we need to bring back up, it'd be good. Yesterday we went for 11 o'clock meeting with Otto at Lyons. And as Tom said, the meeting went very well. We presented to him ABT, Advanced Building Technology, first. We talked about that particular project. But at the same time, Otto did go over his history, and I listened to his talk on who he is to familiarize the potential client or person that would like the money with Lyons and with Otto's background in his banking generations of banking. And it was the most open and friendly, just like he knew us for years. Or
Friday, November the 4th, 1988. I'm at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Peton here in Light. I'm going to have to begin to streamline Brothers. I'm going to start pouring it on now. We're going to in a minute.
And it was a process that just blessed me in a way that when I would feel his story, so to speak, and see how it could connect, it was like the brothers of Treasure Point. Get that one?
Well, let me do honor. I'm going to interrupt every now and then to do a little bit of honor. Randall started with Otto under about the worst circumstances as you possibly can. The fragments that were with him, but he needed that. He needed the contact. He needed to make that contact. All of those other ones are gone. Out of Otto's life forever, contracts canceled, gone. And yet he pulls Randall in like his son that he hasn't seen. Oh, good. I'm so glad to see you, son. And instead of making them sit out in the common room, in the racket and everything, how about you go and be in the conference room with a cup of coffee? This is not Otto, in Otto's usual form. Am I right?
You are, yes.
That's honor. He recognizes Randall is going to bring him truth. And he's proud of him. He's found someone that he can be proud of. Go on, please.
We did go over ABT. He went over the parameters in which we will get an offer. He's going to send us an offer, probably prepare it and typing and things and mail it out this week, hopefully. I think that would probably be done. I would ask if that would be done.
You may get it today. He's working faster, isn't he?
Yes, he is. More of a staff build up and moved into a new location. He has opened up a leasing section of his company for large leases on large equipment and office equipment. They've streamlined their work. It appears there's more bodies in there to take care of the business. He did raise the offer from $30 million to $33 million to help cover some of the costs that are involved. So we'll be receiving an offer for $33 million, and then we'll probably go over that.
Of course, that's his $3 million, you understand.
$3 million, right.
Let's not overlook the business aspect.
It's heavy.
It's plenty expensive, this little bit of business, but always hold in mind the goal.
And he did say that the fee was the legal fees and processing fees and things would be $50,000 for the package, and that would be $25,000 up front and $25,000 at the time of funding. So there's other costs and things involved. EJ and I will sit down and break that down over the couple of packages that he has, so we could have a definite amount that we feel would be necessary to be requested. For each package, for the amount of fees and legal transactions. That would include financials, certified financials, and different things that we need. So we will try to isolate those and put those into an exact amount so we could ask for upfront, so to speak, upfront money.
Now, here's where you ask for your guides.
Yes.
You've got a real problem here. We don't want financials out there. on individuals, for instance, and you're going to utilize consultants. So let's just ask for a little bit of pressure to be brought to bear that those things even take less requirements. Never underestimate what you can do with the power of prayer. I don't mean to be trite about it, but we need to get rolling. I will tell you another something, that he will not be as easy to deal with as he was. Each one of these good projects that even come in from you, it is like building the price of the land over on Capitol Hills by your own work. And then you have to pay for it after you have built the reputation. Well, it will be through products and projects such as this. Otto has been able in the past and has found it necessary to be willing to postpone funds. Any more in the future, it will be simply as a gesture. He does not need to do that anymore, and he will do it less. In fact, his rates will probably increase. But if he likes you and you have built his business, he's an honorable man, and he will honor that. He will not rip you off, for instance. But he has no reason anymore. He knows Bush is a shoe-in. He knows the money's there and is going to move rapidly, a lot of it. He doesn't have to take any cuts. Always remember it when you're bargaining. He doesn't have to take any cuts anymore. When he says $25,000 up front and $25,000 at the end, that's what he means. He can get it. Because larger and larger corporations, even banks, are coming to him, and they've got the money to pay him. And he will finally stop dealing with anybody, I will guarantee you, who doesn't have the funding to pay him. That's why so many get out of your reach. And you see, henceforth, once you've done one, you have plenty of money to pay. And that's sophisticated business. We only have one problem once. And that's just for timing. But he doesn't have to take the rear anymore. He's rolling. And he knows it. And he knows that he may have 2-3 years in this money market. If you have a businessman and they don't see the writing on the wall, they're lying to you. And if he's doing business overseas and he knows about the Federal Reserve, etc., 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 and at some point as we get a little bit more sophisticated and as we get a little bit more chummy, right now I don't want a breath of it, but we'll supply him with some of this information on the Great Depression and the Federal Reserve, so he knows what we're doing, and then we can hold hands about it. The gray men, he knows it, but few in the business get the picture completely. We will also be good with our brothers, and that way we will always have that resource, and they'll push them through as fast as possible. He didn't bat an eye at $50 million. For Capitol Hills. Now, he may not accept it. Oberle says, well, he's got to turn down at least one, doesn't he? No. No, brothers, he doesn't. And if he's smart, he won't. You may have to turn down some, depending on how it works out. I don't want any bridges burned. I don't want any, I can't or we can't, because we certainly can. And as long as we think we can't, we won't. As long as we think we can, we'll demand. Did you hear me? Demand the knowledge of where to go to get it done. Go on, please, Randall.
We also, at the same time, mailed TerraBlock to him within the last couple of days, and we met on that also. He did, they called yesterday or in the last couple of days and said that they would accept that the next day after we mailed it. They said that they would accept a meeting on that. So we met on TerraBlock also. So,
And what did he do with that? He upped it by $2
million. Yes, he upped it from $15 million, which we upped 16 to 18 yesterday. And then we, just before we left, we gave him Capitol Hill, so we gave him $101 million worth of business yesterday. At that same time, most of the time was spent in his story, which was very good. The camaraderie and the buildup of that, I think, will just do, what you would say, wonders in the future. I also got to spend some time with Elena, which is the, what they call the deputy vice president there. We went in the back, so to speak, in the other room, and DJ stayed in the waiting room for a few minutes before we left, and we went over some other things that are going on, and I gave her an overview of the vision, what we wanted to do, and I had mentioned to her that we have somewhere around $300 million worth of business that we should be able to flow through there.
See, he doesn't think big either.
Well, I wanted to start there, so...
Yes, I understand.
I mean, I wanted to say more, but when you haven't funded anything yet in this area, then it does build stages.
Yes, of course.
We went over those things. She understood what we were doing. We're building a Capitol Hill for businesses, and the why we wanted to start with the construction companies, which would build the foundations for, literally, the foundations of the structures of the buildings, so we could build from there, fill them full of corporations, so to speak. She understood that pretty well. At least she acknowledged it. She smiled the whole time. And told her about the single-family residence, the multi-family residence that would be going on around the edges. And she wanted to make sure that we would process some of those home loans through there also.
Well, until we get our mortgage, until they finance our mortgage company.
I think they might even do that. That came to me a few times.
There might very well be a very good relationship here where they would do it for you.
I believe that.
I mean, move their part of a branch, let us put it that way.
I believe that. Which would be very, very nice. EJ?
No, you covered the lease and the mortgage, and those are the surprises.
Yes.
To me.
There is a little bit of, there are changes. For one thing, it used to be $25,000. It is now $50,000 to do business, and then you have to have attorneys to do your paperwork and things. So it's a pretty stiff penalty, but they're going to own it. You don't have anything. So what if it costs? Let's let them make a lot. That also gets to be a disease. And once you're hooked, they're not going to let you go. And I would, at some point, want Otto out of that area. It's dangerous. So we'll just hold that in the back of our hearts a little bit. They will settle, and I would think that this first one, because it will pay for itself. The ABT is going to pay for itself a zillion times over, period. They would want, but you see, it would have been open for negotiation. When we first came into working with Otto, the requirements were 45% of the company to be purchased or repurchased over a period of, I believe, not less than 5 years. Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct.
And there would be a dividend. You see, you don't want to mention interest. They want to hold part of the equity, and they want to cover their fannies with calling it dividends. And those can be either postponed or paid. That's a flexible item.
It's approximately 10%.
Well, it was 45. Now, he asked Oberle about it, and Oberle volunteered 30%. Well, he wants 2 or 3% for himself in equity, in stock. But you'll be able to repurchase that, too. Although if you're doing very well, Otto may be shrewd enough that he won't want to relinquish it. It doesn't matter. You don't mind having him as a partner, I'll tell you that. And he would make a contribution, but he would keep out of your business. And the other 30% is mostly paper trail, and that can be repurchased. I would suggest that in the future you offer him less. He's getting more up front. That just isn't important. But it does leave more in your control and less to have to buy out on the other end, should we make it to the other end. And if you get into trouble by financing in four different places, see, you picked up one. I hope everybody noticed that little slip of the lip on Hatton's part. You can always pay off the debt from one of the other investors. You cannot sit around waiting for one to do it. And if all four accept it, which, as a matter of fact, is going to happen, in fact, it's going to get more than that, you just take it off. We'll figure a way. We're clever. And we'll do it legally. And if it requires buyout of another one, then that's what you'll do. At this point, you don't say no to anyone. That is a bridge. You don't need to burn ever. Always leave re-entry to these ones. If you decline to do business with them, be gentle, so that you can always open the avenue again. A lot of money needs to get placed now, right fast. The handwriting's on the wall economically. Bush will undoubtedly be reelected, so things will continue as they are. And they'll have to give you facades and cover up while the news goes on with someone like Marcos. Those ones have been set up. It is incredibly painful. They did enough on their own. They didn't really need this kind of a blast. They will destroy those two because they didn't play ball. Well, they were doing plenty of dastardly things, don't misunderstand. But this last bunch of bullshit is conjured up, and they are being framed, railroaded, and they will be gotten rid of. Probably will kill Mr. Marcos. His health isn't that good. Well, let us move on to the rest of the excitement.
You want me to tell you how you confused me on the freeway?
Yes, I think everybody in the room would enjoy it. Overly's only lived down there for 20 years, you know.
I was a witness.
South on the Harbor Freeway, you take the 405, the San Diego to go to.
Right.
Well, I woke up and there was a sign up there that says Pacific Coast Highway.
The 405 had just vanished, that's all.
Yeah. We went back up the Harbor Freeway and got on the Pacific Coast, or on the 405 like we should. And then we got on the Newport Freeway and headed for Newport.
Now, we will say this. Oberle worked with companies in Newport Beach and went down there every day for months and months.
So we wound up in Costa Mesa.
That's way far away.
Well, it's not too far away. But it took us another...
Sure botches up an appointment calendar.
10 or 15 minutes to get back on the... Finally, we drove in the parking lot and parked and went inside and up to the nice little office. It was an elegant little office where four or five attorneys and little companies have a shared receptionist and that sort of thing. It's just beautifully done. And walked in, and the young man, young Negro man, talking on the telephone, and he asked the person on the other end of the telephone to hold just a second while he queried Randall who we were. Oh, yes. Miles Stover was the man on the other telephone, the end of the telephone. So immediately they transferred the calls around so Randall could talk to Miles Stover.
He was in his car going the other direction.
But after he talked with Randall, he called back and said, I think I can make arrangements to change my appointment with the other people so that I can come by and visit with you folks for a few minutes.
Which is where we have to find out who Miles is.
Miles Stover is a new source of money.
Okay.
And I'll let Randall take it from there.
Yesterday,